Alright, let's roll. Yeah, obviously we're going down to get some points in the 2 minute. Honestly, I thought we had more time than we did. You know, last time I looked up the clock, I saw 17 seconds. And next thing you know, so I thought we had time to throw one underneath and then get up there and clock it. Unfortunately, the clock was down to 7 by the time I looked back up at it after the completion, and that wasn't enough time to get it spiked. That's my mistake. That can't happen because we got points, at least 3. And definitely another shot at the end zone. So that one's on me. That can't happen. No, I mean, here's the thing. We're so close. You know, it's not like you can just dial up a 2 minute play. You know, I mean, you got to come up with something a little more creative. So we needed to do that to get it communicated, unfortunately. And I felt like we managed the clock excellently all the way down. And then, unfortunately, once we got inside the 10, just lost track of it there for a second. Thought I had more time than
I did. All of the interceptions came in different situations, but yep. Especially in the early part of the game, feel more out of sync in the passing game than
oddly enough, I felt as good coming into this game as I've felt all season, really, about the passing game, about throwing it, about our plan, about the scheme. You know, as I look at all of them, you know, the first one, their free safety made a nice play, but I could have thrown that ball better and put it out of reach for him and given Marcus a chance. So I notched that one up as a bad throw. The next one to Chris Ivory, probably just bad luck. You know, it tips off his hands and the guy's right there to pick it off. The next one to William Moore was a bad decision, trying to make something happen that's not there. The next one gets tipped, and then the next one there at the end probably just being overly aggressive. So it doesn't really matter how they happen, though. The fact is there was 5 of them. That's the first time that's ever happened to me. And so that's extremely disappointing. I pride myself on being a great decision maker and a guy that's going to help us win the game and not be a detriment, you know, by turning the ball over like that. A couple critical mistakes today that ended up costing us the game. And I'm okay saying that because I got to hold myself accountable really for the last 2 weeks. You know, there's been some critical mistakes in the last 2 weeks where, they've cost us dearly. And I felt like our team really played their butt off today in all phases. Were there mistakes made all around? Yes, but we played well enough to win today, with the exception, the glaring exception of the turnovers. No, I realize that. So I guess records are made to be broken, and at some point they come to an end. And everybody in there was a part of it, and so it doesn't take away the how special it is. But certainly that's tough. You never felt like we could have taken that one for a while. Well, here's the thing. Let's go through it. We throw a screen for a touchdown, and we get the penalty. So that's unfortunate, but very easily could have been a touchdown. Otherwise, if we get a field goal, and the only reason we got a field goal is because we ran out of time, because it was a 2 minute drill. The next one, we had 2 opportunities. You know, one to Lance, and then another one, if I make a better throw, to Ingram, that we get a touchdown, and then all of a sudden we're 3 for 3. And we continue to be number one in the league in red zone efficiency. Fact is, we just need to find a way to get down there more. You know, 3 times is not enough unless you're scoring a lot from outside the red zone, which we do as well. But we're much better in a lot of phases than we were today, as far as just, you know, the situational football. We're 50% on third down, held them to, I think, 1 of 11, which is phenomenal. I mean, you look at every aspect of this game, from rushing the football to time of possession to third down efficiency, everything really, with the exception of the turnovers, we won the battles today that we knew we needed to win in order to win the game. Unfortunately, the turnovers far outshadow the rest. What's that? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it doesn't change the way I feel about this team. We got a great team. These last two losses have been extremely tough because I feel like we've played well enough to win in a lot of ways, so many ways. And yet there's just been some critical mistakes, some made by me, that can't happen and that cost you games. And I know better, we know better, and I'm going to hold myself fully accountable for all those. Listen, we're behind the E-ball a little bit. We got them out in the climb, but we've been in that situation all season. It's really, it's nothing different. It's hard to feel like, you know, you squandered some opportunities, which I feel like we did over the last 2 weeks. I feel like we had opportunities to win those games, you know, win these past two games. But we can't go back and change it. All we can worry about is basically the four-game season that we have left. And it all starts in New York. That'll be an extremely tough test, but one we're up for.
Drew, you said before the game that this is your division. They know it, we know it. Has that now officially changed?
No. We feel like we're, you know, at the top of this division. And unfortunately this year, you know, our record doesn't reflect that. But certainly I think we have that confidence level and that pride. We've got a great division. We've got a lot of great teams in this division, a lot of great players in this division. Every division game is a hard-fought battle. But we've got a lot of confidence in where we stand within our division.
One more question, please.
Do you see it as ironic at all that you felt so good coming into this game and, you know, with career high interceptions and the touchdown streak came to an end? Is that ironic to you at all that it worked out that way?
No, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to lose the game, number one, especially when I felt like we had the opportunity to win it a number of times. And didn't. And listen, give them credit. They're a great football team. They're 11-1 for a reason. You know, as I think about us and our opportunities, there were ones out there that we have to take advantage of. And unfortunately, we didn't today.
Thanks. Thank you.